ShasiLuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yechiel Spira. Maseches Shavuos is dedicated b'zchus Rufua Shleima from Moshe Yosef ben Sarah Rivka.
Starting Maseches Shavuos Daf Beis. The Mishnah starts Shavuos Shtaim Shein Arba. The types of Shavuos is two Shein Arba. That's four. And Rashi is Masber. What's the Shtaim Shein Arba? Rashi says the Shtaim is two Shavuos Vahabo. If someone says Shoichal, he makes a Shavuos that he's going to eat, a Shavuos that he's not going to eat. And Shehin Dalid, that we're marba from a pasuk. The other two shvuas are l'sha'avar. If someone says a chalti, says Rashi, could go in a chalti or a chalti. He says he makes a shvu that he didn't eat, or he made a shvu that he ate. So the shtayim are shvuas lahaba, one lahara, one lahitiv, and the Shehin Dalid is shvuas l'sha'avar, one lahara and one lahitiv, one that he did eat. L'heitiv, and one that he didn't eat, l'sha'avar. And the makar to Rashi to learn that these are the shtayim shein arba is from the Mishnah in the beginning of the third parak. The Mishnah seems to say that these are the shtayim shein arba. The Mishnah and the Yotesim and Beis. The Mishnah says shua shtayim shein arba shua sha'ichal v'shalo yoichal sha'chalti v'shalo yachalti. So it sounds for the Mishnah that this is the shtayim shein arba that we're discussing. Toisvis on Daf Gimel Bar Aleph in Divrei Maschol Shehein Arba Achalti V'Achalti. Tois asks the question that L'Chayra, why are we only discussing these four Shvuos? Shoichal V'Loyoichal Achalti V'Achalti. There are other things that also we could have made Shtayim Shein Shmoinus as Toisvis. We could have added in also Ezrik V'Loy Ezrik, Zarakti V'Loy Zarakti. That the Gemara's Marbe. That not only are you chayiv on the horror lehitiv, something that's good or bad, even on things that aren't good or bad, if he's going to throw something or not throw something, which is not good or bad, eating and not eating, to eat is something good and not to eat is something bad. Masha'inkin, throwing and not throwing is not bad and not good. Aval pikin, the Gemara is mar, but that you chayiv on such a shvuah also. So ask Taisis, why didn't the Mishnah say shtayim shem shmoina? We can add another four cases, a case of zrika l'sha'avar, both hein and both lav. And a case of Zrika L'Abba, we have another four cases as Taisis that we could be marbe. Taisis says, "Loitani el dava v'chilufay ki the pirish b'kuntres b'mastisis." So Taisis is betzayin to Rashi on our Mishnah. Rashi says, Rashi seems to be bothered also by this kasha, and Rashi says that even though the Gemara and Shvut in Parak Gimel's marbe min amikra afvarm she'im ben arava tava miushtaim ninu v'suloi dava v'chilufay, which pashas the b'chuvin of Rashi is. That the fact that when Marbe Zrika Ezrik and Lo Ezrik is not that doesn't make a new shvuah. That's nichal in the original oichav lo oichal. When Marbe just like Yechayv and oichav lo oichal, that's also shtayim zora Ezrik v'lo Ezrik. If I'm going to throw or not throw, is nichal in the original shtayim of oichav lo oichal. And then Shehin Dalid is going to be achalti v'lo achalti, and nichal that's also going to be tova v'chilufoi zarakti v'lo zarakti. So that's one mahalach in Rishonim that the Tosfos brings down from Rashi. Rashi is asking this kasha, and Rashi answers this teretz that's nichlal in the shtayim shein dalad. Zorik ezrik v'loy ezrik is nichlal in the shtayim shein dalad. Tosfos in Shabbos Daf Beis there are masal shvuas, and similarly the Tosfos Harosh over here by us says Tosfos says b'shem the Ri that in a chanami there are other cases, we could have said shtayim shem shmoina, but we're not trying to list every single type of shvuah, we're just trying to list the shvuahs that are a chiddush. That you chayv a karban a shvuah l'sha'avar, that's a machlekes. Machlekes would be shmoel or b'kiva. See later on in Daf Gimel, in the third parak, is a machlekes if you chayv a karban a shvuah l'sha'avar. So that's just coming to establish that it's shtayim shein arba. Masha'inkim, that there's a rebir in the pasuk to be b'chayv, even on something she'im ban a rava atava, says Taisis, that's not a chiddush. Everyone holds of that's a drasha for semes. Everyone holds of that's why the Mishnah didn't feel necessary to speak out shtayim shem shmoina to add these shvuas she'im ban a rava atava. So those are two mahalchim and Taisis that we have in Taisis Daf Gimel by us. Taisis and Shabbos adds this mahalch. Now the Rishonim by us, the Rashban Daf Gimel and the Ran by us. They seem to be going with Rashi's Mahalach. They just add a little more Hezber, and they say that the Shnayim Shein Arba in our Mishnah of the Sha'avar and Lahaba is not just a riboy in the pasuk that there's a chiyav on another two shvuos of a sha'avar. They say it's a whole different type of shvuah. A shvuah sha'avar, says the Rashba and the Ran, is a different type of shvuah. The lab is from a whole different pasuk. A shvuah that I bought, I make a shvuah now, and now when I'm over my shvuah, I'm over the day the ma'aseh that I did when I was over the shvuah. My sha'egin a shvuah sha'avar, I ate already, or I didn't eat already. The ma'aseh aveira is the ma'aseh of the shvuah that I made. And it's learned out from a whole different pasuk, says the Rishonim. It's two different types of averus that I'm being over. One is that I made a shvuah, I made a chalois isra on myself, and I'm being over the avera, I'm being over my shvuah, I'm being mechal my shvuah by going and doing a maisa. That's a shvuah la'aba. That's what the Torah is talking about. That were marbe, the Torah is marbe as a riboy to be marbe who had in a shvuah la'shavar. It's a whole new thing. Masha'ekin, a shvuah of ezrik, v'loy ezrik, that's the same type of shvuah, that's the same type of thing. It's la'aba, we're mechalish. Only that you don't need a staff to talk about achila v'lo yachal. Could also be talking about zarek v'lo ezrik. That's why it's not a new type of thing. It's not a shtayim shem shmoina. And that's what the Rishonim saying. L'chor, they're just coming to me, they're going out derech rash, they're just coming to me, mazber, why, tak, be'emes, the dover v'chilufa is nichlal in the mishnah of shtayim shem arba. And if you look in the Rabban has a yisafa over here, and he says that the mishnah is coming to say over here, obvious and told us. Could be further on in the Ramban, the Ramban's Chayzer, but the Ramban starts off to say that a Shvuah La'aba is an Av, and the Shvuah of the Sha'avar is a Toldah. It's a whole new thing, it's a Toldah of the Av, of the Shvuah of the La'aba. Masha Eken, the Rebbe of Ezrek Le Ezrek, is not a Toldah of the Av of Ochav of Oichav Le Oichav. It's just a riboy that it also has a Teres Av. It's also an Av, it's not a Shehin Arba. It's Nichol, an original Shnayim. It also has a Teres Av. It's not a Toldah, it's not a new Chiddush that has a Teres Toldah, that therefore the Mishnah doesn't write Shnayim Shehim Shmoina, Shnayim Shehim Sheish. It's not a new Chiddush that was a Chaddish. It's just Nichal in the original Av. The L'chayr and the Mechuvin of all these Rishonim is Terutzim, besides obviously for Tosis and Shabbos, it says a different type of Teretz, but Rashi, the Rashba, the Ran, and the Ramban, L'chayr, the Ikar Nekuda of L'chayr of all the Terutzim is one thing, that the Riboy of Eman Arav HaTovah is being Megala to us. That even though the Torah would have seemed to be saying that you need a dafka rav atava, it's not true. You don't need dafka rav atava. It's been megalatos that there's no mile on having a rav atava. And therefore, there's no difference between oichav l'oichal, ezrik l'ezrik. It's not coming to be mechalish to be a new Torah shvuah of ezrik l'ezrik. It's been megalat that there was a mistake here. There was never ever, the Torah was just giving a mushal. There was never ever a special din of oichav l'oichal. Masha'ingin the Rebbe L'Sha'avar is not coming to say that you don't need, that there's no din of Abba. There's a Torah Shvuah L'Abba. The Torah was talking about Dafka Shvuah L'Abba. The Torah was now being Mechadish, a new Shvuah L'Sha'avar. The Torah wasn't coming to be Begalot us that there's no din of L'Abba. Because like the Rishonim say, L'Abba is a different type of Shvuah than the Sha'avar. The Torah was talking about a Shvuah L'Abba, the Torah Shvuah L'Abba. Then the Torah gives a new Rebbe to be Marba, a new type of Shvuah called the Sha'avar that also could be Chayim, just like L'Abba is Chayim. And therefore, that's what the Mishnah means to say. Shtayim Shein Arba, a dover sheimar va'atava. That's not a new thing that was ischadish. That was just a giloy that the drasha of imar marav va'atava is megalotos. There was never ever a din of shnayim. There was never a shnayim. The Mishnah wouldn't be able to write shnayim Shein Arba because the Gzeiras HaKasuv is not coming to be mechadish to us a new type of shvuah. The Gzeiras HaKasuv is coming to tell us that there was never ever a din that you need dafka rav v'atava. So it comes out that Nichla on the original Shnayim, like Rashi says, Dover v'chilufay. This is the bottom line, the mechuvin of all the Rishonim of what the hell they're answering the Kasha. So it comes out we had a Kasha, Tosis, and Daf Gimel, but I'll ask the Kasha why the Mishnah doesn't say harav v'atava, and he brings down from Rashi that the answer is but that's all Nichla on the original Shnayim, and we said the Rashi and the Ran. A mazbid is a little more, but it's a whole different type of shvuah, different type of way I over the shvuah. The Ramban adds in that the Abal and the Sha'avar have a teres av and tolda. Masha'ekin, the Dovrish Iman Arava Tava is Nichlal in the original av. And then we said Tesis and Shabbos, and Tesis and Rosh, another teres, that the Mishnah is coming to say Chidushim, and the din that Iman Arava Tava is Chayiv, it's a Dover Poshit, it's not a Chidush, there's no machlokes about it, and therefore it's not mentioned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah goes on and says, another case of Shtayim Shein Arba, Yitzias HaShabbos, Shtayim Shein Arba. And that in Yitzias HaShabbos, also a Shtayim Shein Arba. And Rashi explains, what's the Shtayim Shein Arba? Rashi explains that the Shtayim is Haitzah. There's two types of Haitzahs. One Haitzah is talking about a case, someone that's standing outside, which is called the Tzad, the Ani. The Ani is usually the one standing outside. And he sticks his hand in and he takes the chavitz from inside and brings it to himself that's standing outside. And one for the Baal Bayis, the person standing inside, and he takes the chavitz from where he's standing and he puts it out. That's the Shnayim. And Shehein Arba is the exact same thing, the exact same people, just by Achnosa. Achnosa for the person standing inside and Achnosa for the person standing outside. That's the Shnayim Shehein Arba. So Teisvis and the Ramasri Yitzir Shabbos. Tesis asks that why is this a Shnayim? Who cares where the person's standing? Why do we need a why does the Mishnah refer to this as two different chiyuvim? A chiyuv for the Baal Bayis and a chiyuv for the Ani, a chiyuv for the person standing inside, a chiyuv for the person standing outside. The Chayyim are both doing the same thing. Mali Ani, Mali Baal Bayis. So Tesis says on this, Pashtus, two terutzim. Tesis' first teretz is that Pashtus, I would have thought that the chiyuv Aitzah of Shabbos is only when I pick up the payers from Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and I go with the payers and I walk out with them to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. But if I'm standing either in the Rosh Hashanah Yachid or in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, that wouldn't be the derech of Aitzah. That's not the derech of Aitzah. And Tosfos says that if I would have only said one of them, I would have not known the other one. There would be a svar on each one to say that that's not derech Aitzah. That's Tosfos' first teretz. Tosfos says the second teretz, Shem Rabbeinu Tam, how you say that they get a lot of different dinim. Tosfos brings down to get to other things also, that Haitzah is a malacha grua. It's different than every other malacha. Every other malacha is something that's chadish. I cook something. Something was chadish in the thing that I made. Mashegin Haitzah, nothing switched. All I did was I moved it from one place to another. So it's called, Taisis calls it a malacha grua. And Taisis explains, what's the difference if I move it from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to from one Rosh Hashanah Yachid to one Rosh Hashanah Yachid? What's the difference if I move it from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? And therefore Taisis says it's a very dakistic of malacha, and therefore the Torah has to explain, the Mishnah has to explain every single hechatimtza exactly if this is chayv or that's chayv, even though there's not such a big svara l'chalik b'neim, since it's a malacha gurua. And then the Ramban also is bothered by this question, and the Ramban brings down that a teretz to this kasha, why the Mishnah calls it shnayim shein arba. He says, but it's learned that from two psukim. The Tzad, the Ani, the Tzad, the Baal Bayis, is two separate psukim. He brings that the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Tzadi Vav, brings one pasuk by Yikolaya Amehavi. And the Gemara in Ervin, Daf Yizayin, brings another pasuk of Al Yetzi Ishbim Koimai. So the Rabban explains that each pasuk is coming for one Tzad. He says a pasuk in the Gemara Shabbos, by Yikolaya Amehavi, that's going on Tzad, the Baal Bayis. That's talking about the Yidin donating to the Mishkan. So they were standing in the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and they were bringing it to Moshe Rabbeinu in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. They were like the Baal Bayis. They were bringing out that's a Tzad, the Baal Bayis. And the other pasuk, Yetzish from Koimoi, Pashas from the fact that the extra pasuk, we say that that's going on a Tzad, the Ani. And interesting in the Tesar Rosh also brings down this Teretz. He just happens to learn that the psukim are backwards. He says, Vayikali Amahavi, it was Moshe Rabbeinu was talking to the Yidden that was standing near him, and they were standing in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim near Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was in the Machan Alavia, which was the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And they were standing near him, and he told them, you shouldn't go and bring any more. They were standing here. They would go and stick their hands into the Shasa Yachad and bring more. That Moshe Rabbeinu told them not to do. That would be a Tzad the Ani. And that Yudhoyetz Ishbim Kaimai, that's a Tzad the Baal Bais. Kapadim, that's what the Rabban says, that the reason is because it's two separate psukim. And the Rabban goes on and explains, why Grufa do you need two separate psukim? And he says, like Rabbeinu Tam, this Svara of Balacha Grui. The Ramban the Mice at the end is Chayzer, and he says that Pashas is no two psukim, and you have to say that if you learn out from one pasuk, then the other pasuk is coming for something else. You don't need two psukim, and he says because if you would have two psukim, it would be two avos. If a tzad about bais and tzad oni would be learnt from two separate psukim, it would have the Torah's two avos. And therefore, says the Ramban, it's not learned from two psukim, and he says that the reason why the Mishnah calls it a shtayim is just because it's two different stories, even though it's one big shame. And the Gemara later on says as far on Daf Yedal that shame tuma akasi and therefore it shouldn't be counted as two. Afal Pikin says the Rabban, since over here it's two separate hechatimts, it's two separate stories, that's enough of a reason that the Mishnah should be counting it as two. So Be'ikr, there's three truths into the Kasha of Taisvis. One teretz is what Taisvis says, that there's a svara in these hechatimts that there shouldn't be derech haitzah, and that's why you have to say each one. Taisvis brings down the svara of a bit of time of Malacha Gruahi. And therefore, every single case has to be clearly explained. There'll be, even though there's not such a big svar l'chalik b'neim. And then we said from the Ramban that possibly there's two psukim for one pasuk for Tzad Ani and one pasuk for Tzad Al Bayis, and that's why the Mishnah counted it as two, as a shnayim. The Mishnah goes on, and the Mishnah is discussing the din of the, what the Mishnah discussed, the Yedias HaToma, and it's discussing all the different karbonas tzibur that are mechaper on the Tumas Mikdash of Kedoshav. So the Mishnah starts off that by Yesh by Yedia betchila ve'im by Yedia besayif. So the halacha is a sara natz bepnim, the sara pnimi v'yoyim akapurim toila achi vadeloi v'yavi ba'oyle v'yoyrit. That's toila loyav. Of course, if he finds out later, he's going to have to bring his carbon oil of Yerid. But Kozman, he doesn't find out, the Saraplim is Toiler. That's the cool Yama, that's what the Saraplim does. Now, there's a Machlaikis, what's with the Sarachitzin? And with the Siri Regalim and the Siri Rosh Chodashim. So the first Shita is Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda holds that the Sarachitzin is Bechaper on Ein Bayidiyah Betchila, V'yesh Bayidiyah Basayt. And the Siri Rosh Chodashim and the Siri Regalim, they're mechaper on something that's imba lo yibdiya betchila lo yibdiya b'seif. And Reb Shimon is choylik, and Reb Shimon says that no, each carbon has a separate kapara. The Siri, the Sara Chitzin, he agrees to Reb Yehuda, is by imba yibdiya betchila v'yesh b'yibdiya b'seif. The Siri Regalim, he agrees also, is by imba yibdiya lo yibdiya lo yibdiya b'seif. But he says the Siri Rosh Chodashim is mechaper on a third thing, is mechaper on a tarsh ochal satomei. And our mayor comes, and our mayor argues, and he says, no, kol asirim kaparas shavet, the sara chitzain, siri regalim, siri rosh chodashim, the all mechaper al tumas mikdash shukdashav, the all mechaper on the tumas mikdash shukdashav, there's no difference, they don't have any differences between the three seirim. And the Mishnah goes on, amru loy, the Mishnah asks a kasha on Reb Shimon. Mao sheyikru zebezet, lefi you Reb Shimon, that you hold that each sar, the sar Yom Kippur, the sar chitzain of Yom Kippur, the sar rosh chodashim, and the Sarah Golem, even though they're all Seirei Chattas Tzibur, all the same carbon, but each one is Mechaper on a different Aveir, on a different Indian of Thomas Mikdash Shukdashav. Could you be Makriv if for some reason you weren't Makriv, the Sarah Chitzan on Yom Kippur got lost, and you weren't Makriv, could you go and be Makriv on Rosh Chodesh? Could you go and be Makriv on Regalim? And they asked him, how could you be Makriv? Ein Kaparas and Shavet. For you, it's Ein Kaparas and Shavet. So Amalem Kulam Bal Mechaper Al Tumas Mikdash Ukedoshav. So the Marsha and the Tesis Yantav both speak out that it seems from the Mishnah that the Kasha was said to Reb Shimon. It was a Kasha on Reb Shimon. The Fi you Reb Shimon that you all that each one's different. The Chayra Ib Kain. How can be Makrib Zebezet? It's Mashma. It would be Mashma. Light Reb Yehuda. The Kasha wouldn't be Shver. Why are we asking Dafka? Light Reb Shimon asked the Marsha and Tesis Yantav. Light Reb Yehuda also there's a difference in Kapara. Ein Echanami holds that Rosh Chodashim and Siri Regalim is the same, they're both Mechaper on Ein Bayidi Eloi B'tchid Eloi B'saif, but the Sara Chitzin of Yom Kippur has a different Kapara than the Sara Rosh Chodesh and the Sara Regalim. So says the Marsha and the Tesis Yontif, that Ein Echanami, the Kasha could have been asked on Reb Yehuda also, but since Reb Shimon knows that each one is a separate Kapara, so for him everything's Shver. Loi Reb Yehuda, it's only Shver how the Sara Chitzin could be Mechaper on the Siri Rosh Chodashim and Siri Regalim. The Sira Shardashim Sira Golem late Rebbe Yehuda is not a Kasha, why one could be Mechaper on the other one. So therefore, the Kasha was posed Dafka to Rebbe Shimon, because Rebbe Shimon has more of a Kasha than Rebbe Yehuda. But in a Chanami, the Etzab Kasha could have been asked on Rebbe Yehuda also. Rebbe Kiva Eger and the Rishash both say that no, maybe we could possibly explain why the Kasha was Dafka late Rebbe Shimon. They say that there's a Sugya later on in the end of the perek, that there's a svara of leiv bezdim masna. Be'etzem is a simple question, teretz to this question over here. The ein echanami be'etzem. You can't be bring one carbon on the other from regalim to Rosh Chodashim. But we could say that leiv bezdim masna, that when bezdim was mafreshet l'chatchila, they were masna. If they don't end up bringing it for this, they don't want it to be kodesh, and it should be kodesh for a different thing, for a different carbon. So be'etzem, there could be a teretz on this kasha of leiv bezdim masna. Says Rav Kiveger and Rishash. But if you look later on, we see that Reb Shimon doesn't hold of Leib Bezdim Masna. So therefore, says Reb Kiveger and the Rishash, it's very, very poshut why the Kasha was asked Dafka to Reb Shimon. Loi Reb Yehuda, we can answer a simple teretz. The reason why he can bring one carbon, Ma'ash Yikru Zebezeh, is because there's a Leib Bezdim Masna. But since the Amru Loi knew that Reb Shimon held that you don't say Leib Bezdim Masna, Reb Shimon doesn't hold of Leib Bezdim Masna, that's why they asked the Kasha Dafka to Reb Shimon. It's not enough that the Kaparos is Ein Shavat to ask the Kasha. We also have to have another Anacha. We need to also know that they hold Ein Leib Bezdim Masna. And only Reb Shimon is the one that we know holds Ein Lev Beze Masa. He doesn't hold of Lev Beze Masa. And that's why it says Reb Kiveger in the Shash, the Kasha was asked, Dafka to Reb Shimon and not to Reb Yehuda. And there's a Mahalach to answer this Kasha, Mechudosh took a Mahalach from the Chassam Sefer. He's Bedayik, in the Lashon HaMishnah, the Mishnah says, by the Sara Chitzain, in the Lashon of Reb Yehuda, Mishnah says that Saranas B'chutz is Mechaper together with Yom Kippur. And Rashi explains, Rashi explains, he brings a Pasuk that it's not just the Karmanat being Mechaper, it's Yom Kippur also. And the Chavsever is Bedaik, if you look at the in the Lashon of Reb Shimon speaks it out, he doesn't make mention it's Bechaper im Yom Kippur. So therefore says the Chassam Sefer that it's possible that Reb Yehuda be'emes holds like Reb Meir. Be'emes, he holds be'etzem each Sawyer, the Seirei Musafim, that all Kaparos and Shava, each one be'etzem is the exact same carbon, and that's why Rosh Chodesh and Regalim are Bechaper the same. Masha'enkein, Reb Yehuda argues on Reb Shimon, just one Nakuda, he holds that when you bring such a Sawyer on Yom Kippur, then the Kapora switches, Machmas the Kedushas HaYoyim, Machmas the Koyach of Yom Kippur, Alein to be Mechaper, that's what switches the carbon. And therefore says Reb Yehuda, on Yom Kippur, the Seir HaNaseh B'chutz, even though it's the same Sawyer as we bring on Rosh Chodesh and Regalim, and if it gets lost, we can bring it on Rosh Chodesh and Regalim, it's the exact same Sawyer. The reason why it's Mechaper on a different Kapora is not because it's a different carbon. The reason why it's Mechaper on a different Kapora is because the Yoyim is Mitzarif with it to be Mechaper. And therefore says the Chassam Sefer that therefore the Kasha was never a Kasha on Reb Yehuda. Because the Reb Yehuda in a Chanami, he holds like Reb Meir, Kol Asirim, Kaparos, and Shoveh. That it's Bechaper on Yom Kippur differently is because it's Bechaper together with the Yoy. Reb Shimon holds that each Sar is different. Reb Shchedesh and Regalim, the reason why it's Cholik is not because the Regalim are Mechaper. Regalim aren't Mechaper. It's not a Yom Kapora or Regal. Only Yom Kippur is a Yom Kapar. So from the fact that Reb Shimon holds that Reish Chedesh is a different Kapar from Regalim, it's Mavur that he holds that each Sar, the Sar, the carbon itself, has a different Kapara. And therefore, Hu Adin, Yom Kippur also, you say to why it's Mechaper differently is because the carbon itself has a different Kapara. And therefore, that Reb Meir asked Reb Shimon, the Amruloi asked Reb Shimon, that Lefit you shouldn't be able to switch from one carbon to the different carbon. You shouldn't be able to bring one carbon of a regal on Rosh Chodesh. You shouldn't be able to bring a regal on Yom Kippur. Mashiach Reb Yehuda, Reb Yehuda holds like Reb Shimon, like Reb Meir Be'etzim. The Kol Asiyum Kaparos and Shoveh. Just the Sar, when you bring such a Sar on a Yom Kippur, then the Kapara switches Machmas to the Kedushas HaYom. It's a little Kasha on the Chassam Sefer, a little Ara on the Chassam Sefer. It's a little interesting. Why would on Yom Kippur, it's clear in Reb Yehuda that Reb Yehuda holds that on Yom Kippur it's not Mechaper on Ein B'Yediyah Loi B'Tchila Loi B'Seif. It's only Mechaper on Ein B'Yediyah B'Tchila V'Yesh B'Yediyah B'Seif. L'chor, the Fidech Chassam Sefer, in a Chanami, the Kedushas HaYoyim is Mitzarif to the Karma, but why should it lose the Din Kapara that it has on the regal on Rosh Chodesh of Ein B'Yediyah Loi B'Tchila Loi B'Seif? In a Chanami, you can understand why it should be Moisef a Kapara, but why should it lose the Kapara? And the Tzarechian. Kaparim on the Etzem Aura, why the Kasha was asked to Reb Shimon. We said three Mahalchim, Marshon, Tesis Yantav, learned the Eina Chanami. It was just asked to Reb Shimon because the Kasha was a little more Shver in Reb Shimon than Reb Yehuda, but we could have asked in Reb Yehuda also. Reb Kiveger and the Rishash say that like Reb Yehuda, the Kasha could have been answered Yedei the Svar of Leib Bez Amasne. Only like Reb Shimon that doesn't hold of Leib Bez Amasne, we had a Kasha. And we said for the Chassam Sefer that like Reb Yehuda, Eina Chanami, calls Yirun Kaparos and Shava, and that Yom Kippur has a different kapara than Rosh Chodesh Regal, is not machmas the shinui in the gufa carbon. It's only machmas the fact that there's a yoim kapara. The yoim kapara is mitzarev together with the sayer to be machaper. And there's Reb Chaim al Shas, printed out of Chav Zayin and Beis and Krisus, that comes to be mazber over here. The Mishnah Shak V'Tarya, this Amruloi that Late Reb Shimon, you shouldn't be able to be makrib them one on the other one. He comes to explain this thing. He doesn't bring down Taisus, but Pashas is coming to answer Taisus' kashas. Taisus later on in Daf Yudah ben Aleph, the Rav Maschil, Ma'u Shikru Zebezeh, the Taisus is bothered by a Gemara. He has a kasha from a Gemara in Zvachim Davov. The Gemara in Zvachim Davov is done whether or not if you mafresh a oila, could the oila be mechaper on something that you were over on an essay la'acher hafrosha? The halacha is that oila is mechaper on an essay. What happens if you mafresh oila and then you over essay? Could the oila be mechaper on that essay of la'acher hafrosha? So asks Taisus that l'chayr over here, I was mafresh a sayer for one Rosh Chodesh. And then there was Tumas Mikdash Shukdashim after that Rosh Chodesh. And I didn't bring it on the first Rosh Chodesh. It's more in the Mishnah that everyone has no problem with being makavit on the next Rosh Chodesh. There's no problem. The whole problem in the Mishnah was only that it's in Kaparos and Shaveh. Ask Taisus, forget about in Kaparos and Shaveh. But I was mafreshit for this Rosh Chodesh, or for this Yom Tiv, and now I'm bringing it later on a Tumas Mikdash Shukdashim that happened afterwards. How can I do that? L'chayra, the Gemara and Zvachim has a suffix if a carbon could be mechaper on that virus that happened after the Afrosha. This is what Taisus asks. So Reb Chaim is Mazbal Pia Rambam. He brings a Rambam in Hilchos Shkagas, Perek Gimel, Alocha Gimel, where the Rambam over there is discussing the Alocha that when you bring a Chattas, a person that brings a Chattas Yochid, he can only bring it on the carbon that he was mafresha for. That if a person is mafresh a chattas, a person brings a chattas only when he's over avera, and he's mafresh the chattas on that avera, the halacha is that a person can't go and bring this chattas now on a different avera. So, but the Rambam is mechalak. The Rambam says it's chaluk exactly the case. If a person is mafresh a chattas on avera that he ate chalev, and then he wants to go and bring it on dam, so then it doesn't work. Loi keeper, the carbon's not mechaper. If you want to be mafresh, if you mafresh a carbon on chaylev, and then you want to go and do it on a different avera, on a different shame avera, on dam, it's loy keeper. Masha Engin says the Rambam, if you mafresh on one chaylev, and then you want to go and use it for a different chaylev, then says the Rambam, chatchili, you can't do that. The din is you have to be makrav achatos dafka on a carbon, on that avera that you mafresh for. But if b'di'evit, you went and you did it, you mafresh it, you used it for a different avera, keeper says the Rambam. The Rambam says that b'di'evit it works. So Reb Chaim is bothered. What's the difference? If there's a din that even on chaylev and chaylev that I'm not allowed to go and I have to use a dafka on a veir that I was mafresha for, what's the difference if it's chaylev and chaylev or chaylev and dam? So Reb Chaim is masber that it's chal in a chatos that it's a chatos chaylev. It's chal in a chatos that it's a chatos dam. It could be chal in the chatos which type of a veir this chatos is for. It's a type of chatos, a chatos chaylev or a chatos dam. Masha Ingin says Reb Chaim, a chattas of this chaylev or that chaylev, that can't be nitfas in the carbon. The carbon, sachakol, could be called a chattas chaylev. It happens so to be that you are mafreshed on this chaylev, so there's a din that you have to bring the carbon on the veir that you are mafreshed for. But it's not chal in the carbon that it's a chattas of that chaylev. It's chal a klolius to shame that this chattas is a chattas chaylev. And therefore says Reb Chaim, when you have a chattas chaylev and you want to do it for dam, you can't do that. You can't switch it. It's a chattas chaylev, and it's going to be possible, says Reb Chaim, because it's shloi l'shma. You're being makrovit l'shem a different carbon. A chattas shloi l'shma is possible. Mash Engin says Reb Chaim, when you mafresh it for chaylev and you want to bring it on a different chaylev, so then sachakol you are over the din that you're not bringing it on the carbon that you're mafresh it for, but the carbon could work on the other chaylev. It's all the same carbon. It's a chattas chaylev. So it says Reb Chaim, I'll pee another yisoid. We could use this to answer, to explain pshat, what's going on in our Mishnah. Reb Chaim says, a very important yisoid, that a chattas tzibur is not like a chattas yochid. It's called from a chattas yochid. A chattas yochid, the din is when someone's eva avera, he's mafresh a carbon. Because he did the avera. He's mafresh the carbon because he did the avera. The chi of carbon over here is, because someone that does avera is b'chuyiv to bring a karma chattas, and he's mafresh a carbon for that chet, and he's makrevit. Mashaikin a chattas tzibur, it's a musaf, just like a oila. The Torah is b'chayiv on every yontif, on every Rosh Chodesh, to bring him carbon musaf. And one of the carbon musafim is that he has to bring a chattas. It's carbon for the chayiv hayoyim. That is what the chi of carbon is. Now, it so happens to be that this carbon is a carbon chattas, and a chattas is mechaper, so it happens so to be mechaper on averis. But the chi of carbon is not machmas ta'aveira. The chi of carbon is l'choyves hayoyim, and the chepsof of the carbon is a carbon musaf that's carb l'choyves hayoyim. So therefore says Reb Chaim that klape the halacha that we said that it's choluk chile v'dam, so that you have by carbon tzibur also, in a chanami, the chepsof of the carbon is carb l'choyves hayoyim, but it could be chal in this carbon, that this carbon is a carbon that's been mechaper on im b'yidiyah b'tchila yesh b'yidiyah b'saif. Or it could be chal in the carbon, it's being mechaper on aver of im b'yidiyah loy b'tchila v'loy b'saif. It could be chal in the carbon that. And therefore, if I'm the Gemara, the Remeir asked Rav Shimon, how could I go and be makriv, a carbon of Rosh Chodesh on Yontif, a carbon of Yom Kippur on a regal? How could I go and do that? It's like being mafresh, being makriv, a chatas chaylev on dam. This is nitfas in this carbon, that this carbon is a carbon of ein meyidiyah loy betchil loy besayif, and therefore can't be kariv on an ein meyidiyah betchil and yesh meyidiyah besayif. That was Rav Shimon's, that was Rav Meir's kasha to Rav Shimon. And that Rav Shimon answered that no, he doesn't look at this as chaylev adam. He looks at this as all one big aveira, it's all tumas mikdash uktashav, and therefore he doesn't look at it like chaylev adam. It looks like it has one big aveira. Masha Inkin says Rav Chaim Lagabi the kasha of Tosfos that I was mafreshed on one tumas mikdash uktashav, and really, and then only I'm being makrivit later on other tumas mikdash uktashav. Says Rav Chaim, that halacha was like we explained, it's not chal in the carbon which tumas mikdash uktashav it went on. That is just the din that since I was mafreshed on that one, I can't go be makrivit on that on the other one. Says Rav Chaim, that din applies only in a chatas yachid. In a chatas tzibur, the hafrosha is not on the avera. The hafrosha is the chayves hayoyim. It could be chal on it that it was a hafrosha of chayves hayoyim that's going to have a tyrus chatas chaylev. It could be chal on it the avera, but it's not being hufresh on that avera. And therefore, as long as it's not chal in the carbon that it's for a certain avera, then there's no problem to go l'chatchila be makrivit on a different yontif. And fizat patur stasis kasha. There's no problem that it was hufresh on this one and not on that one, because b'chlal we don't look at a chatas tzibur as being hufresh on a certain chet. That's how Reb Chaim explains the pshat in our Mishnah. And Reb Beryl says over in Shir that the briskara, this shtickle for Reb Chaim was written when Reb Chaim was young, and the briskara was very not happy even with this Isafa. The Biskarov held that a carbon tzibur can't even be chal in it, which kaparet's being mechaper, can't be chal in it that it's a chatas chaylev. That's not what a carbon tzibur is. A carbon musaf is a chatas that's carved l'chayves hayoyim, and it can't have a chaloy shame that it's a chatas that's mechaper on a certain carbon. A chatas yachid, that's hufresh alachet, could be chal in it that it's could be chal in it a shame chatas chaylev. Biskarov held it's very hard to understand that in a carbon tzibur, a musaf a carbon tzibur, it should be chal in it a shame that it's a carbon that's karev, that's going to be karev daf, that's going to be a chatus of ein b'yedin loy b'tchil loy b'seif. It's a chatus that's karev l'chayves hayoyim. It can't be chal shame in it. L'gabi that, kein tzarechin, exactly what's the hesber in our Mishnah. But this yisoid for Reb Chaim, the stipler over here in Shua Simon Aleph, this yisoid, that a karev tzibur, a chatus tzibur is not a same thing as a chatas yochid, it's just a chelik of the chayves hayoyim. The stipler brings us down. Ayin shom barichas, he's miyasid it. The vasis it. This shtikol Torah from Rishonim. He brings Rishonim that he learns up mean this yisoid. And the fisa is betar. It's a kasha from the chasam sefer. Sefer has an interesting kasha over here. He asks that in a chanami he understands how you can be makriv b'shchidish on regolim. But he says if you look in the Mishnah says later on that the par is mechaper al kehanim al tumas mikdash ukdashav. And Rashi explains, Rashi in Devar Maschol Elo, Rashi says, kol shesara pnimim mechaper yisrael, all the what the sara pnimim is mechaper yisrael, the hainu tliyas yisurim diyesh b'yitiyah b'tchil v'lay b'sayf, v'zod in tumas mikdash ukdashav, v'chein kaporis sara chitzoin. Rashi says that the par of the Kohen Gadol, the same way it's Bechaper on all the Kapar that the Sara Pnimi has on the Yidin, who had it's Bechaper on the Sara Chitzain. But I find that the Sara Chitzain is only Mechaper al Yisrael. It's not Mechaper on the Koyanim. So Imkain, as some Sefer comes out, that the Sara Chitzain is not Bechal, a carbon of Koyanim, it's only a carbon Shal Yisrael. It doesn't have a Shaykh to the Koyanim Bechal. So Imkain asks some Sefer, how could we take a carbon that's owned by the Yisraelim and go be makrivit on Rosh Chodesh, when Rosh Chodesh, the Chayyim is going to go for the Kayanim also. The carbon Rosh Chodesh, the Musaf Rosh Chodesh is shayach to the Kayanim also. So how could I use a carbon that was hufresh for the Yisrael, was hufresh to be the Yisrael's carbon, and then go and be use it on Rosh Chodesh and the Regalim that the Chayyim, the carbon should be for the Kayanim also? So says the Chasam Sefer, the Chayyim Tzorech Loimar, the Inachanami, the Sara Chitzain of Yom Kippur is mechaper on everything. It's mechaper on all that, on everything that we need on for all the Ksiri Rosh Chodashim. It's mechaper for everything. In the Chanami, the Kehanim have no chelek in Rosh Chodesh Regal. They get everything on Yom Kippur. And the Stipe is very unhappy with it. Ayin Chasam Sefer goes on and he says, if you the other Tanayim, how it works. But Akaponim, that's a Chasam Sefer's Aruch. Chasam Sefer's Kasha is that L'chayra, how could it be that we use a star that belongs to the Yisraelim, not to the Kehanim, for Shechere Shem Rekolim, which L'chayra, that star has to do with the Kehanim also. So answers the Stipler, the fetus Yisayit of Reb Chaim, the fetus Yisayit that he's Miyasif from the Rishonim. That's what the Sefer assumed, that the Sar Achit is Shaykh Dafka for the Yisrael, not for Kehanim, is not true. The Sar is a Sar that's Karav the Chayvis Hayayim, just like the Oila. Just like the Oila of the Musaf is Shaykh to the Kehanim. It goes for the whole Klai Yisrael. It's that Krav is for the whole Klai Yisrael. Who had in the Sar Abchat also goes for the whole Klai Yisrael. What is it mechaper for? Who is it mechaper for? So it's only mechaper for the Israel, not for the Kehanim, but the carbon is the carbon of the Kehanim also. And therefore, if you want to now use it to be makrivan on Rosh Chodesh, so you can use it, it's oila for the Kehanim, it could work for the Kehanim also, now it will be mechaper the Kehanim. That's not a problem. It's not a carbon, it's shaykh tafka for the Israel. So therefore, it comes out from here, l'chayra machlaikis, the type of some sefer had to understand what's going on over here in the Sar Achitzin. Is a Sar Achitzin a carbon that belongs dafka to the Israel, or no, it belongs to everyone? That's a stipler that belongs to anyone, everyone. Just happens so to be that the kapara is only for the Israel. The chet, which is the mechapar, is only for the Israel's chet, but it's not the ikra akrav of the carbon. The ikra akrav of the carbon is for the chayvis hayoim, for the whole klai Yisrael, for the kehanim also. The kehanim also yates to the chayvis hayoim. Just like all kapara's tiber, just like the tamid, that it goes for the kehanim also. Now, in this machlokes, it seems that the Ar Sameach also assumes, there's an very interesting Ar Sameach, Hanukkah Sabedis Yom Kippurim, in Perak Gimel, Halacha Gimel, which also assumes like the Chasam Sefer. There, the Ar Sameach has a very big chiddush. He says that there's a sugis in Yuma exactly whether or not a grolla on the Shnei Seirim is ma'akiv or not ma'akiv. Troshis, if it's chukah, Sabedis Shabachot, Sabedis Shabafnim. It's a nice in the sugi. He says that there's a new reason why it's ma'akiv. Lefi Ar Mishnah comes out a new reason why it's ma'akiv. He says, that our Mishnah, there's a machlekes, what the Sar HaMishtaleach does. The Tanakhama says the Sar HaMishtaleach, holds the Sar HaMishtaleach, is mechaperon for everyone. It's mechaperon, kol ha-veiris, and kol klai Yisrael. Rabbi Shimon argues, Rabbi Shimon says that no, the Sar HaMishtaleach is only mechaperon on the Yisraelim. Kehanim, they get that with the Videa Par. They're mechaperon all ha-veiris with the Videa Par. Says the Ar Sameach, that Lefita Tanakhama comes out, that the Sar HaPrimi, that everyone holds, is only mechaperon on Yisrael. Everyone holds the Sar HaPrimi that's coming to be mechaperon Tumas Mikdosh, that the Kehanim get with the Par. That Kulia. So it comes out that the Sar HaPrimi is a carbon that shaykh only to the Yisrael. The Sar HaMishtaleach, Lefita Tanakhama, shaykh to the Kehanim and the Yisrael. So it comes out that before the Geirul, on the Sar HaMishtaleach and the Sar HaZazel, on the Sar HaPrimi and the Sar HaZazel, it comes out that one of these Seirim belong to Dafkir Yisraelim, and one of these Seirim belong to everyone, to the Kehanim. So really, says Ar Sameach, what's going on over here, B'shas Tagrola, is not only a Kriya Shem carbon, it's coming out, there's a Chalukas HaShutvis also. And therefore, says Ar Sameach, that we never find that a Kriya Shem to make a Chalukas HaShutvis, in order to make a Chalukas HaShutvis, it's a Vorim Baba Basra, that you need a Geirul. You need some type of Chalukas, you need a Maisa Kinyon or a Geirul upon him. So says Ar Sameach, that the reason why you need a Geirul, Afidat Tanakam and our Mishnah, is Medina, it's Pasha to make the Chalukas HaShutvis over here, to split up the Seirim, that one's going to be belonging to the Kehat, to the Israelim alone, and one that's going to belong to everyone. So there's a chalukah going on over here, and that's why, says Ar Sameach, Lefita Shita, there's a new svara why Geirul's ma'akiv. If you don't need a chalukah, so then without the new Xeris HaKosav, the Geirul's ma'akiv, so you can make a Kriya Shem, like every carbon. I could say, this is Azazel, and this is Hashem. But Lefi Ar Mishnah comes out, we need something else that's going on during the Agrola, a chalukah, a moministic chalukah is going on during the Geirul. And therefore, we need to have a Maisa Geirul over here to make that happen, a Kriya Shem wouldn't work. There's a new Svara why Agrol is Ma'akva. Ayin Shaman Ar Sameach, what is Mefalpa, Pisa, and the Sugis in Yuma. But Kapan, we see from Ar Sameach, he also assumed, L'chayr, like the Chasam Sefer, that the Sar Lashem, the Sar HaPnimi, since it's being Mechaper only on the Israel, so it's a carbon that belongs only to the Israel. L'chayr, Lefida Avana of the Stipler, Apir, the Yisayit of Reb Chaim, it's not true, it belongs. Both Seirim belong to the whole Klal Yisrael. who is it going to be mechaper on which Averis? The Averis of the Yisrael, not the Averis of the Kohanim. But that Kravas, that Korban is being Oilev both for the Yisrael and both for the Kohanim. And therefore the fetus type of the Kohanim is no Chalukas Geiril going on here. It's not a Chalukah. It belongs, both the Irim are being Korav for the whole Klal Yisrael. The Kapara of one of them is going to be for the, only for the Yisrael. And the Kapara of the Sar Mishaleach is for the Kohanim also. There's another thing that they get a little to this Naisa. That the Arsameach, that same Arsameach, he learns up in Yushalmi and the Mikdash David, and Simchav Dal Oisvav is Mechaveh B'dinafshei, that there's a Gemara in Yuma Daf Memo and Beis that brings that there's a Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon, but it's Sar Mishtaleach, if the Vida is Ma'akiv. Rabbi Yehuda holds that all you need it to be Yamar Chai until you the Dam, Yuzarik the Dam, the Mata Dam of the Sar Hashem. Once you makrav the Sar Lashem, you zerik the dam of the Sar Lashem, so then we don't need the Sar Mishtaleach anymore. If the Sar Mishtaleach dies, you already yates the Sar Mishtaleach. Reb Shimon's chedek. Reb Shimon says, no, it's until you do the vidoy. Until you do the vidoy, if you don't do the vidoy yet, you're not yates the Sar Mishtaleach. So says the Arsameach, he learns up in the Yerushalmi and the Mikdash David, that this machlekes, Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon, is telling the machlekes, Tanakam and Reb Shimon and Aram Mishnah. Reb Shimon, Lushitas and Aram Mishnah, that comes along and says, that the Shara Verus, Yitze with the Par, the Shara Verus, the Kehanim HaMechaper with the Vidui of the Par, just like the Yisrael's Bechaper with the Vidui of the Sar. So you see that he holds that the carbon is the Schalik from the Vidui. The carbon of the Par of the Kohanim is Bechaper for them on Tumas Mikdash Ukdashav, and the Vidui is on Shara Verus. And Melahu Adin, the Vidui of the Sar Mishtaleach, that's what's being Mechaper. Mashengi the Tanakama holds that no, that's not what's being Mechaper. The Par, the vidui of the par doesn't have any special kapara. The par, the carbon, the vidui, the zrikas tam, everything is mechaper and the kayan. And therefore, lefiim, the sar mishtaleach, it's not dafka the vidui of the sar mishtaleach, it's mechaper shalavirus, it's the carbon of the sar mishtaleach. The chayves carbon, the krov of the carbon of the sar mishtaleach, the bringing of the sar mishtaleach itself, that's what's mechaper on the shalavirus. The imkain says the arsameach, that's what bitali, vidui is ma'akiv. Reb Shimon, that the vidui of the Sar Mishtaleach is what's being mechaper. Same way he understands the vidui of the par is mechaper in the Kayanim. So if you don't have the vidui, you don't have the kapara, and you have to bring a new Sar Mishtaleach. Mashaking like the Tanakama, which is a Yehuda, is going to go like the Tanakama. He holds that the kapara is not done with the vidui dafka. The kapara is with the carbon, and once it's yamer chay until that krov of the Sar Lashem, that's how you makrav the Sar Lazazel by being makrav the Sar Lashem. As long as you're ready, Zerik Dam Sar Lashem, we don't need the Sar Lazazel anymore. You don't need the Vida. The Vida is not what's ma'akiv. But Mikdash David just says that maybe it could be madchah. They said, even if we would say, maybe Rabbi Yehuda could also agree that the kapara is done with the Vidui. Says the Mikdash David, that doesn't mean that therefore it's ma'akiv. He says that the chayvus carbon over here is not to be mechaper. The chayvus carbon is a Torah is mechayev to bring a carbon, just like we're saying for Rabchaim. The seirim of the tzibur is not coming to be mechaper. The carbon is, Torah said on Yom Kippur, you have to bring two seirim. And what does it mean bringing two seirim? To bring two seirim, make a geirul, and be makrav one, and be zarek one lashem. That's bringing two seirim. Now, the kapara maybe is done with the vidui, but the fact that he didn't get a kapara, says the Mikdash David, doesn't mean that that's the svar, that it should be ma'akev. And therefore says the Mikdash David, even if we would say that the Tanakama also agrees to Reb Shimon that the Vida is what's being Mechaper, Avol Pikin Lav Dafka, does he hold that that's Ma'akiv? Because we're not, the carbon over here is not a carbon that's Hufrash and Karev for the Kapara. The carbon is Karev for what the Torah says that on Yom Kippur we have to bring Shnei Seir. Now, happens so to be, it's Mechaper. If you do everything right, maybe it'll be Mechaper. If you do a Vida, it'll be Mechaper. But if you don't do the Vida, and it's not Mechaper, you also Yaitzi Yechayvis carbon. It's not Ma'akiv that part of the carbon. And therefore says to Mikdash David that this Tliya, that he wants to say in the Machaikis over here in Yuma, is not 100% Mukhrach. Could be that's the Tliya, but it's not 100% Mukhrach. This Tliya that the Arsameach says, B'shem the Yushalmi, and the Havana of this Mikdash David is also the same Havana that was being Miyaset over here for Reb Chaim. Just to be misakim, what we said over here, we said over Ashtukot Torah for Reb Chaim Pshat in the Mishnah, that the Yisoid of Reb Meir's Kasha on Reb Shimon was that Lefi him, that it's each type of Sar is Mechaper on different Averis, so therefore, that should be a Svar, that should be Chal in the carbon, that should be Averis, and that should be a problem for you, Makrav one on the other one. Masha in Cain, if you hold it's not a different Avera. So even though it was Hufresh on a certain Chatan, like Taisis S and Daf Yud, but since it's a carbon tzibur is not Hufresh on a certain Chet, and since a carbon tzibur is not Hufresh on a certain Chet, it doesn't bother me at all that it was Hufresh on a different Chet, on today's Tumas Mikdash Dashav or tomorrow's Tumas Mikdash Dashav. As long as it's not Chal Hashem in the carbon, it's not a problem. That was the Mechuvin of Rabbi Meir's Kasha on Rabbi Shimon, we said from the Briska Rav, and held that even. So he held even further that it doesn't bechal, can't bechal bechal shame carbon, a shame carbon on a chet, that it's bechal on a certain chet in a carbon seber. And we said over Alpidus Havana, we said over the stipler uses to explain why the Chassam Sefer's Hanacha is not true. The Chassam Sefer made a Hanacha, understood that the carbonists that are only being mechaper on the Israel, not a kahanim, is carved only for the Israel. And that disciple said, no, Alpidus Havana, it could be carved for everyone. It's mechaper only Israel, but the carbon is not etzem, a carbon of kapara. It's a carbon that's carved the chayvus ayoyim, and therefore it's being oila for all klal Yisrael. It's being oila also for the kahanim. The kapara is only on the Israel. We said over from the Artsmech also understood like the Chassam Sefer. He understood that the Agrolo of the Sarla Hashem, Sarla Azazel, Lefidus Shittus, that the Sarla Azazel is going for the Israel also is a chaluka shutfis. And we said that the Lefidus Taipers Avona, in how the Sar that's only Mechaper the Israel works, this wouldn't be true. Now we just said over another Tliya that Artsmech makes in the Sugi of Yuma, whether or not Vidui is Ma'akar or not, is totally whether or not the Kapara of the Sar Mishtaleach is with the Hakrovas HaKarbon, or with the Vidoy. And we said over, Lefidus, the Mikdash Tovet said, it's not Muchach, it could be, even if the Kapara is done with the Vidoy, Aval Pika, maybe it's not Ma'akiv, because the Ikar Karbon, the Hakrovas HaKarbon, is not just for the Kapara, the Ikar Karbon HaKarbon is just to be Yetzir, the Chayvas HaYoyim. There's another interesting Shiloh, the Achreinim, a Toilah in Aram, the Machlekes Tanayim in Aram Mishnah. There's a famous Teisvis in Rosh Hashanah, the Avchesem and Beis, where the Gemara over there says, that Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Tov, is a Chag, Shachidish Miskasaboy. The Chidish is Miskasaboy. So Rashi's Mazda means to say that you can't see the Lavana in certain places, even on Rosh Chidish, there's certain places where you can't see the Lavana. Places over there brings down a Pshat from Rabbeinu Meshulam. Rabbeinu Tam understood, he was saying, Rabbeinu Meshulam was saying, that you don't bring a Karban Musaf of Rosh Chidish on Rosh Hashanah. Ezo Chag, Shachidish Miskasaboy, that the Chidish is hidden in it, that you don't bring a Sar Rosh Chidish on Rosh Hashanah. And the Rebbe Tam asks that there's a Mefurshet Tosefta by us in Shavuos. The Tosefta is Moyne all the Seirim, and it says that there's 12 Seirim that you bring for Rosh Chodesh. It's before that every single Chodesh you bring a Sar, even Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, even on Rosh Hashanah. And the Rebbe Meshulam answers back to Rebbe Tam that he didn't mean to say that you don't bring a Karban Musaf. This means it's Viskaseh that the Torah doesn't say it, and therefore maybe we don't mention it in the Tefillas. That's what it means, Viskasa. The Pnei Yeshua and the Turi Evan over there in Rosh Hashanah, they both say that L'chayra, we could be Miyashiv this Kasha that Rabbeinu Tam asked from this after. We could say L'oilam like how Rabbeinu Tam understood Rabbeinu Meshulam L'chatchilo. That you don't bring a carbon Musaf B'emes, you don't bring a carbon Musaf Rosh Chodesh. It's not much for the Psukim that you bring a carbon. The Torah in the Parsha of Rosh Hashanah doesn't say Mavad Chatas of Rosh Chodesh. It only says Mavad O'ila. It would be mashma a little bit that you don't bring it. And they say as follows, he said, there's a Gemara in Zvachim, the Avavam and Beis, where Shimon has a problem. Why on Shavuos, the halacha is by Shavuos, you bring two Seirim. The Karban Musaf of Shavuos is two Seirim. And Reb Shimon bothered, why do you bring two Seirim? L'chayra, you're ready mechaper with one, why do you need the second one? And the Gemara answers, Reb Shimon answers, to be mechaper on the Tumas Mikdash Shukdash that happens in between, in that minute, in between that Karban of the two Seirim, it's mechaper on that. Says the Pnei Yeshua and Tori Evan, that's a very nice teretz. Once we know for sure in the Pasuk, the Torah told us that you bring two. But Misvara, you shouldn't bring two. Misvara, the Kasha is right. Once the Torah says to do it, so must be the Torah wanted us to have a kapara in between the two. But Misvara, the Kasha is, the Svara Chitzayna would be that you don't bring two. And therefore, if the Torah is the same as Furish to bring two Seirim Rosh Hashanah, one for Rosh Hashanah, one for Rosh Chodesh, the Chayr, you don't bring two. But says the Pnei Yeshua and Turi Evan, that's only if the Sar Rosh Chodesh and the Sar Rosh Hashanah, which is the Sar Regalim, is mechaper the same kapara, like Shitas, Remeir. But fear Reb Shimon, that Reb Shimon holds that each one has its own kapara, so therefore, and of course you bring two, why should you not bring two? Only the fear of Meir that holds that Kol Seir and Kaparas and Shava, so then you don't bring two, so the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, it says Shachidish Biskasaboy, which we can learn like Rabbeinu Meshulam, like Rabbeinu Tam understood Rabbeinu Meshulam in the beginning, that you don't bring a Karban Musaf. That's going, like your mayor, or even like Rabbi Yehuda also that Rosh Chodesh and Regalim is the same kapara, on Ein B'Yediyah B'Tchila V'Loi B'Saif. Masha Ein Kein, the Tesefta, that says that you bring 12, that's going like Rabbi Shimon, and the Pnei Yeshua speaks out that if you look into the Tesefta, it's Rabbi Shimon Oimer, it's Rabbi Shimon that says that Tesefta. Rabbi Shimon holds Be'emes that you bring Tubis, Rabbi Shimon holds that each Sar is a different Sar. There's no reason in the world not to bring a Sar, Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah. Two separate Kaparas. And that's how the Turi Evan and the Pnei Yeshua want to be Miyashiv, this Kasha of Tesefis, on the Rabbeinu Meshul. But the Turi Evan goes on, and Turi Evan's bothered by this. He says that if we hold as Kaparas on Shaveh, says the Turi Evin, it's still Shver L'Chayra, it's still, the halacha should be that you should bring two Se'irim. Because why, if it's true, then why, if you only bring one, why did the Torah come and be Mechadish, a new Sar on Rosh Hashanah? Don't bring down the Din Sar on Rosh Hashanah, and we would be Makam Asar, Al Tzvish Chedish, the same Sar, the same Kapara. Bishlema, if you hold it, the Kaparas are different, so you have to be Mechadish, a new Sar. But if you hold the exact same Kapara, and you're only bringing one anyhow, that's what we're saying, because it doesn't make sense to bring two. So why did the Torah have to bring be mechadish a new sar Rosh Hashanah? Just let the Torah just not say anything about the sar Rosh Hashanah, and I would know miatzmi that I would bring the regular sar Rosh Chodesh, and I would end up bringing the same sar. That's the Torah Evan's kasha. Therefore, he says that no, even the fear of Shimon, also for the fact that the Torah is mechadish a new sar Rosh Hashanah, must be the exact akasav that you bring two. You bring sar Rosh Chodesh and sar Rosh Hashanah. But says the Torah Evan, I could still say a teretz. I could say that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is going like Reb Shimon ben Yehuda. Reb Shimon ben Yehuda in our Mishnah holds that each, the Sar Regalim, is Mechaper on more than the Sar of Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, says the Torah, and therefore the Torah has to be Mechadish to do Sar of Rosh Hashanah. Because I need to know that it's a Sar Regalim, it's going to be Mechaper not only on Tar Shal Chasatam, it's going to be Mechaper also on Ein B'Lay Yediyah B'Lay B'Tchid B'Lay B'Saif. But Aval Pekin says to Tori Evan, there's no reason to bring the Sar Rosh Chodesh, because the Sar Regalim is Mechaper on everything. It's Mechaper on what the Rosh Chodesh is Mechaper also. So therefore says to Tori Evan, the fear of Shimon ben Yehuda, so then the Torah has to be Mechadish new Sar. But Aval Pekin, the Svara is that I don't bring the Sar Rosh Chodesh, because anyhow I have to bring the Sar Rosh Hashanah that's Mechaper on everything. So therefore says to Tori Evan that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah could be going like Rosh Shimon ben Yehuda, and the Tesefta will be going like everyone else. Rosh Shimon, Rosh Meir, Rosh Yehuda, feed them, then Be'emes, you bring two Seir. The Gemara has a kasha. The Gemara asks, Mechti, Tana mi makas soluk, maishna the Tani Shvuas. The Tana just finished makas. Why do we start the Afka Shvuas? Gemara answered that since in makas we were talking about something at Shtayim, that Chayval Roy Shtayim, Achas Mikan, Valzok, Shtayim Kan, Shtayim Mikan. So therefore, what did over here? We started with Shtayim Shein Arba. So Taisus and the Veramaschal Mechti is bothered by a question. What's the Gemara? What's bothering the Gemara? As Taisus Lechayra, we hold that the Trei Masechtos ain't Seder LeMishnah. There's no Seder Mishnayis, which one goes first, which one goes second. So therefore, as Taisus is bothered, well, what's the Gemara's problem? Why Makas and Shavuos? There's no order. Any random Masechta we put in any place. This answers Taisus that we, the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, is done with ain't Seder LeMishnah, ain't Seder LeMishnah. It's all clapping when we wanted to know when Rebbe learned the Masechta, to know when the Machlekes was, when was the Stam, which one came first, which one came second, that we don't know. There's no Seder, which we don't know which one Rebbe learned first, which one learned second. But after Rebbe learned the Masechta, when he was Masadar the Mishnayis, he put it in an order. Therefore, says Taisus, of course, we have to know why was Rebbe Masadar the Masechta Shavuos after Masechta's Makas. That's Taisus Mahalach, how to answer this Kasha. And the Rimagash is also Oymen on this Kasha. And the Rimagash says, the Teretz, that Ein Echanami ain't Seder LeMishnah. That's only by two Masechtas, but in one Masechta there's a Seder. And says the Rimagash that Nezikin is Kulas Chada Masechti. Nezikin is one big Masechta. So Ramban brings down this Rimagash. And he says, that, first of all, it's telling a Machlekes. The Machlekes of Nezikin is Chada Masechti or not. Machlekes Gemara Baba Kama Daf Kopez, and Benazar Daf Zayin, it's a Machlekes. So we're going to have to say, the Fidu Rimagash, the Gemara's Kash is only Fidu Man the Omar, that Nezikin is Chada Masechta. And he says also that the Chayr is not sure what the Rimagash is assuming. That the Kulun Nezikin Chada Masechta is not referring to the whole state of Nezikin. It's referring to the first Masechta Nezikin, the first three Babas, Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, and Baba Basra. and he brings from Shrira Gain this, he learns it up in the Medrash and Vayikra. He said the same thing as Kalim. Kalim also is made up of 30 Prokim, and then Tesefta split into Baba Kaba, Baba Metzia, and Baba Basra. But the Nisa and the Sugya and Avodah Zarah is not whether or not the whole Seder Nezik is one Masechta. It's about those three, Baba Kaba, Baba Metzia, and Baba Basra. And if you look in Rashi, Avodah Zarah, Dav Zayin, the Ramasal Nezikin, also says before us like this Ramban, that's only on the first three Masechtas. Now this Rimagash that assumes it's going on the whole Masechta Zikim, there's a Marmakim, there's a Marsha that also seems like an interesting Marsha. Marsha and Baba Basra that Beis and Taisa the Ramasra Shut from the first Taisa in Baba Basra. Taisa is also Niskasha. Taisa is also is Niskasha with Air Kasha and Air Gemara. What's the Gemara bothered by? And the Marsha doesn't understand what Taisa wants. The Marsha comes to explain what is Taisa bothered by. Kulon Nezikim Chad the Masechta. What Taisa is being bothered by? Air Gemara is Kasha. So it says the Marsha that Taisa is bothered by the first problem of the Ramban. The L'chair, not everyone holds Kulon Nezikim Chad the Masechta. If you look at the Tver Shmuel over there on that Goyis on the Marsha, he's with Tama the Marsha. Kulon Nezikim Chad the Masechta, about Shvuas and Makis. Kulon Nezikim Chad the Masechta is on the Tlas Abavi. He brings the Rashi on the Zerah Dav Zayin. He's with Tama the Marsha. So it's but Emma's a Tama the Marsha that he should assume the Pshitas like that to ask a Kasha on a Taisvis and Befrat, there's a Rashi before it's not like that, but upon we see that the Rimagash also like then assume like this Marsha, that the Marsha and the Rimagash, they both assume that Kulon Nezikim Chad HaMasechta means whole Seder Nezikim. That's the first teretz of the Rimagash. The Rimagash has another teretz that in a Hanami, there's no Seder which one came first, which one came second, but the Smichas HaMasechtas, which Masechta is near which Masechta, on that says the Rimagash there's a Seder. And there are Baz Batama, what does that mean? If which one's near which one is a Seder, that means to say that there's a Seder for the order. Because when you put one near the other one, that automatically creates the order. So the Chayro, we could say that the Chubit of the Risri Magash is like Taisis. He means to say like Taisis, that the order of what they root the Masechtas in, there's no order. When they put them together, then they were Seimich one to the other one. The Chayro, you could learn that the Rimagash Mechuvin is like Taisis. Now Rimagash is another Teretz, that even though we could say Ein Seder L'Mishnah, but when we have a Tam, we could give a Tam. Maybe there was a Seder in certain places, and if for when we have a Tam, and the Gemara has a reason, the Gemara could say a reason. And the Ramban learns a different Pshat in the Gemara. The Ramban learns that the Gemara knew that Shavuos is in Masechtas Seder Nezikin. But Emes, Shavuos doesn't really come into Seder Nezikin. How does Shavuos come into Seder Nezikin? So the Peretz is because it's near Makkos. Behechrich, it's because it's near Makkos. Now, if it's near Makkos, what does Shavuos have to do with Makkos? It has to do when someone's over Shavuos b'mezid, he gets Makkos. So the Gemara is asking the Fidei Ramban, Mechli tadami Makkos tolok. Maishan the tani Shavuos means to say that the reason why it said Shavuos is because it's samach l'Makkos. So why are we starting off with Shavuos shtayim shein arba, which is talking about the chiyuv korban of a Shavuos b'shoygig? We should first discuss a Shavuos b'mezid where Yechai Malkus, because that's the whole shaykhus what Shavuos has with Masechtas Makkos. And that answers the Gemara. No, Shavuos is another Shaychus from Masechtas Makkos, because of Shnayim Shein Arba. Because we ended up talking about the Payas, which is Achas Mikan, Achas Mikan. So that's why we put together Shavuos, which is also Shnayim Shein Arba. And the Ritva asks on the Rabban, he says the Lashon Gemara does not save such a Pshat, the Lashon Gemara is not Mashma. The Lashon Gemara seems to be trying to figure out why Shavuos is after Makkos. Not that the Gemara knew that Shavuos has to be Behech after Makkos. And therefore the Ritva answers the Kasha of the Rishonim, that the Gemara knew in certain places Ein Chanami Ein Seder L'Mishnah. The Gemara had a Kabbalah that certain Masechtas were near certain Masechtas were in order. The Kabbalah used to be in the Balei HaGemara that certain Masechtas were in order. So it comes out to the Kasha, this Tosfos Kasha, we have six Terutzim, possibly one of the Rimagash's Terutzim is the same as Tosfos, then there's five. We have Tosfos as Teretz. We have the first Tosfos Teretz that were Seimich, the Enoch and Ami, the Mishnayos were learnt out of order, but they were put together in an order. He was Seimich them in an order. Then we have the Teretz of Rimagash, the Kulon Ezekiel's Chadam Masechta. We said there's a big Machlegis, Rabban argues, the Rashi's worries, we said there's a Marsha like the Rimagash. And then we said a second Teretz of the Rimagash, and that the Smichas has a Seder, which we said maybe Pashas, he means to say like Tosfos. And then we said another Teretz of the Rimagash, that sometime, when we could give a tam, we give a tam. And then we said the Ramban learned up a whole new pshat in the Gemara, that the Gemara is bothered why we started with Shua B'Shegig, since the whole Smichas the Gemara knew was that Shua's was Shemich to Makkos because of the Chiyam Malkus of Shua B'Mezid. And the Ritva says the Teretz that Kabbalah has to be Yadam.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.